Hello everybody, welcome back to My Madness. I'm your host as always, Brian Dash, and today I'm going to talk about werewolves. So, a werewolf is a man or woman who changes into a wolf for periods of time. Someone can change at will, a higher advanced ranking of werewolves can. A woman will be known as a she-wolf, not the same as a werewolf. And by saying not the same, I mean one's male, one's female. Werewolves are male, she wolves are female. How it all began was one time a dark wizard who was given powers granted to him by the devil on his birthday gave him a staff. One day when he mastered the dark art, he managed to enchant his crystals and put them around unsuspecting civilians' necks, saying that they were good luck or a nice charm. Slowly but surely, later on, they turned into werewolves, and the wizard used them to his own personal gain. Now, the werewolves had no control over their bodies. They didn't agree with what was going on, but they had no control, and they were slowly being killed one by one. Now, some people say that only a few survived. Some say only a female and a male survived. Some say that the male and female had a pup, and only the female, male, and the pup survived what I like to call the werewolf purge. But however, that is all that's really known about werewolves as of right now in the ancient texts. I'm joking, there's a lot more. Different kind of werewolves. There isn't really many known different kinds of werewolves, although there are some people who read up on this a lot more than I do. But the types of werewolves I know are this: normal werewolves, bloodlings, halfies, and gnolls. What is a halfie, a bit, and all those? Yeah. I'll start with the normal kind of werewolf. A normal werewolf is someone who is bitten, scratched, or someone puts a curse on, or cursed by the devil by accepting a gift from him that changes you into a werewolf. Or if you are in the bloodline of a werewolf. So if your mom or dad is a werewolf. Yeah. There's another one. Continuing down this line a bit. Another way to see if someone is or is not a werewolf. Sorry, not to see if someone's a werewolf. I'm going to track it back down to me. Alright, so, a halfie. What is a halfie? That is someone who has married someone who was a werewolf. So, say, I don't know, say Megan Fox married a werewolf and they had a child together. Here, we're just gonna say that, okay? That happened. It didn't happen, but we're just gonna say it did. And they had a child together, half human, half wolf, combined. Which means they're more human than wolves. A lot of halfies could not shift, although they would have the instincts of a wolf. Now, for those halfies that were able to shift, they could shift, but they wouldn't be as strong as a full-blooded werewolf. They would have a scent on them that smelt like wet dog, so they'd stink. Where no one, not even the werewolves, want to mate. If they did mate with someone, because they'd still have all the instincts, and werewolves are apparently extremely good in bed, judging by some werewolf romantic things, aka Twilight. Halfies' mothers, that is, would also usually have bloodlings, which were lesser than halfies, however, very different. Now, this is if, like, a halfie had a very special relationship with multiple other werewolves. That's how half you would, and also it could just been accident, you know, a genetic that was triggered that not all would have, but some would, which was some sort of defect in the body of the mother, or something wrong with the tadpole, I'll put it that way, that the father had, making the pup come out wrong. Notice I said pup and not child. There's a reason. Half normal werewolves, they were born looking like a human. The mother could be in wolf form or not. The normal werewolf would be a human for 14 years. And then on the 14 years, when they started to grow, their bones would start to crack, break, and bend, changing the bone structure in agony and pain, which would eventually it would feel better, and it would get better, and then we'd get used to it. Where the pain wasn't even a thing anymore. Also, werewolves were renowned for taking a massive amount of abuse, with walking away with minimal scratches and bruises. Now, a halfie was, ladies, you might want to sit down for this, especially if you're dating a werewolf. Okay, are you girl sitting down? Good. A halfie didn't always have pups that were bloodlings. There was already a defect within their bodies. So, girls, do not worry. It's nothing you have to worry about. I'm still open. It's a joke. Terrible joke, but a joke nonetheless. I'm so sorry, ladies. Please don't get mad at me and shoot me with a silver bullet. I don't really want to be shot today. I'm having a pretty decent day, and a gunshot with a silver bullet to the face would be very, very not sexy and very painful. So, a bloodling, they were really not bad. They're more innocent than anything. They could control the wolf form, and they were born as a wolf. So for 14 years, they were not human. They were just a plain wolf. And then when they got older, they'd be more muscular and more handsome than most. And bloodlings weren't really bad. They were just misunderstood. Everyone thought they were weaker than werewolves, so a male werewolf father would try to murder his son. And a lot of the times, they succeeded. Because the bloodling never had his mother, because the mother would always die. Okay, not always. There were times where the mother survived and they lived a happy family and the bloodling was awesome and conquered all the challenges, because the mom would literally slaughter anyone who got too close to him for literally any reason. Got too close to him because you want to be pals, rip your throat off. The mothers were very protective, probably more so of bloodlings because of their ideas and ways of thinking that they were weaker than normal werewolves. So that's where we're going to settle the blood. Oh, nulls. I forgot nulls. A null is someone who is born as with a werewolf mom and dad. Both. Mom and dad werewolf. Mated, had a baby. She came out human. But she never shifted. She never started to shift. Now, however, there is a little thing saying once a null mated with a werewolf, when the DNA combined, it would bring her wolf, or his wolf, which would turn them into a werewolf, or give them the abilities to shift, after, their first very, personal and physical relationship. But, however, it was rare that a null would turn to a werewolf after a certain amount of time that would pass through and by. But yeah, a Gnoll would have no wolf personalities. They would not look like a wolf, sound like a wolf, or smell like a wolf. Even if you were a bloodling, you'd smell like wolf big time. Or if you were a werewolf, you'd smell like wolf in wolf form. And even sometimes outside wolf form. And if you were a Gnoll, and I'm all a halfie, you'd smell like a dog that was wet for like 48 hours. And never washed as well. So, yeah. You guess how many dates you'd be going on. I mean, personally, I don't really care. As long as they're friendly, kind, nice, and loyal. Because my last girlfriend didn't smell good. She was mean, malicious, and cheated on me with like 30 other guys. I'm not joking. She said herself, I cheated on you with 30 other guys. So, and then immediately tried to get back with me. So, you can imagine what my answer was. Anyway, we're not here to talk, open up old wounds. We're here to continue. Now you can kill them with a silver bullet, silver knife, or a silver stick with a silver handle. Or you can do something a little bit more different. Sever the head, break a thermometer, and shove it into their heart. You could cut their heads off, dispose of the body, burn the head, take out the brain, destroy the brain with knife, cut into pieces, and then burn the brain, and on top of that, also burn the heart for a precaution. And then the werewolf would die. Or as my friends say, what if I just shot it with a silver bazooka? I don't know, but I'd rather make sure. Although I don't have to worry about that, do we? Considering that werewolves don't tend to attack their own kind. Then also I have a silver necklace that is said to protect me from all evil forest spirits, which technically werewolves aren't forest spirits, but you guys get what they're talking about, right? Let's continue, shall we? Alright, I think. How did the rest go? Oh yeah. You could also use wolfsbane to kill them as well. If it touches their skin, they die in moments. And that's all I really have time for today. I'm sorry I didn't get more in detail into it. But also, we're going to add a funny story at the end. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy. This has nothing to do with werewolves. So, yeah, welcome to this other part. This is not a werewolf story, this is just a funny Five Nights at Freddy's story I want to narrate for you all, because you guys have been going on about this, and I'm like, you know what, you guys have been great, so I'll add one Five Nights at Freddy's funny story, not a scary story, this one just be funny, but hey, if you want scary stories, leave ideas in comments down below, and I might actually use them. I'm not saying I'm going to, but I'm saying I might. Again, I might accept. So, Gregory was poking and using a squeaky toy in Bonnie's face, trying to annoy him, because he was having violent mood swings. Monty, or Montgomery Gator, as you all may know him, was, and Grandma Freddy said, "All right, Monty, this is an exercise to help you get over your anger issues." "All right," he said. "If you keep losing your temper, Officer Vanessa will have you replaced, and that is not a desirable outcome." "I don't know what seems more desirable by the minute," Monty says, as Gregory uses a rubber chicken and squeaks it in his ear as loud as he could. Immediately, Monty turned to him and yelled in his face, "Would you cut that out, you stupid infant?" called him an infant, even though Gregory, at the time, was 12 years old. Monty, he said, trying to warn Monty to keep his anger in check. Gregory began to poke him, and Monty said, "Freddy, I'm going to end this freaking kid." Freddy said immediately, "Monty, if you do that, that will defeat the purpose of this test." Finally, Monty screamed, threw a chair, and banged around on everything in sight, avoiding the child. Everyone looked at him and said, "How you feeling, Monty?" Monty, having all the anger and hatred out of his system, took a deep breath and said, "I feel at peace. You've enlightened me, young Freddy, young child. Namaste," he said, and then immediately stubbed his toe on a hard metal chair. "Oh my, quack. I'll make weird sounds when it's something inappropriate. Oh, holy, I'm literally dying over here, mother of, That's when Gregory looked at Freddy and said, "Freddy, what's a mother, Freddy yelled, "Gregory, wait, don't say those things, no." And that's where we're going to end the story. Again, this was just meant for a little werewolf thing, and also something you can learn. Also, for this video is dedicated, and I don't know his name, unfortunately, but I met someone at the pizzeria. He took time to actually just sit and talk with me, and that I really appreciated that. So this video goes out to him and his family. I devote this video to him, and if he is watching this video right now, you rock, bud. You're awesome. So thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, remember to punch the little button in the face like a boss. As always, high fives all around. Thank you so much for watching. I'm going to give four shoutouts. Two to podcasters and two to YouTubers. I'm going to give a big shout-out to, starting off with the YouTubers, Dan TDM and Markiplier. I also want to give a massive shout out, this is podcasters, to podcaster, podcast Darkness, aka the man from Darkness Prevails, and I can't remember the woman who did I think it's McCatherine something. We're just going to call her Wife of Moonlight Madness, the woman who does Freaky Folklore, whose name escaped me for some reason. Also, I want you guys to, here's a little test. If you guys do not have a podcast yet, download Anchor. You're going to hear all this in the beginning, and it's going to tell you all about how to get Anchor and what Anchor is a part of. Thank you for watching, everyone, again. Keep us put out there because the mess never ends. Ropa. I'm going to hide on your child. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Arr! Thank you for watching. And of course, everyone, keep your eyes peeled there because the mess never ends. And of course, you guys, you better look into the shadows because this will change one. And again, guys, if you want... Oh, I just hit my phone. Sorry. If you guys want more videos by me, do not worry because I am a workaholic with a fiction addiction. Thank you, everyone. And good night. Hey, quick side note really fast. Sorry for my TV being super loud. I almost forgot to mention that a bloodling would shift in their mom's stomach and as they come out. Therefore, their claws would sink into the flesh and practically gut them from the inside out. That's technically what I was trying to tell you. That's why the mothers usually died for bloodlings. That's all I'm going to say. Sorry, thank you, and good night.